Real life Korean. Let's do a little business 한국어 as we always do on Thursdays with our teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa of the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
All right, let's get down to business, workplace.
Today I'm going to talk about shift work.
Shift work. And by that, I presume you mean overnight work, or do you mean working in shifts?
Working in shifts.
All right, so 8 hours or so at a time.
Mm-hmm, that's okay. Right. And that is called 교대 근무 in Korean.
교대, I think of the subway stop when I hear that. 교대 근무. 근무 is like worker or office. Do I have that right?
Working.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
Why 교대?
교대 here means dividing up work between multiple people and taking it in turn. So if you just say 교대하다, it means to relieve, to take turns.
Ah, okay.
And if you say 교대로 일하다 or 교대로 근무하다, it means to work in shifts.
That's fairly straightforward. Mm-hmm. 교대로 일하다. And shifts here in Korea tend to be, are they 8 hours or are they longer than 8 hours?
Typical shift, 8 hours.
8 hours, yes. Right? Okay.
And obviously, when working hours need to be longer than 9 to 6, people will do 교대 근무. And if there are two shifts, it's called 2교대 근무. And if there are three shifts, you can call it 3교대 근무.
You know how long a shift is for a United Nations simultaneous interpreter?
No.
20 minutes. Seriously. Because it's such severe work to translate in real time.
Uh-huh.
That it fries your brain if you do it for more than, say, 20 or 30 minutes because
right.
It's so strenuous.
Yeah, I saw them in summit.
So they constantly relieve each other out. They 교대로 일하는, you know, kind of
20 minutes.
And that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
To be constantly processing at high intensity your brain.
Mm-hmm. And so, for example, nurses usually work in 3 8-hour shifts,
mm-hmm.
day, evening, and night.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them 대 근무, 이브닝 근무, 나이트 근무.
That's easy to remember. But there's this other, I mean, yagun, right? That's mm-hmm. yagun, working into the night. Why would you use an English word like naite and not say yagunmu?
Oh, that's a good question. If there are two shifts, they are usually called 주간 근무 and 야간 근무.
Ah, 야간 근무.
Yes. Mm. 주간 근무 means daytime work and 야간 근무, nighttime work.
And does the 야간 근무 have an overnight sense to it,
mm-hmm.
the way night seems to? Because an overnight shift, I don't wish that on my worst enemy, you know, where you go in at 10 o'clock at night.
That's right.
And you leave at like 6 in the morning or something like that.
Exactly.
That's a yagan gunmu.
Yes.
Right? It's terrible for you.
That's right. So on my recent trip, one of my friends joined us to take the early morning flight right after she finished nighttime work. So she said, 야간 근무 끝나고 바로 와서 너무 피곤해.
Yeah.
I'm so tired because I came here right after working the night shift.
Yeah. God bless the nurses and the doctors and so forth and the fire people that have to work overnights. You know, they're to be appreciated.
Yeah.
But I sure hope they get swapped out because that is difficult.
And if it's a restaurant or a coffee shop, they often call the two shifts 오픈조 and 마감조.
오픈조?
Open. It is open,
open.
Because they start with opening the shop. open 조.
Okay.
It is 조 because it's not referring to one person,
yeah.
but a group of people.
They show up with the keys, they open it up, they get the coffee brewing.
That's right. And 마감 means finishing work or the time when one finishes work. So 마감조 means the team who works until the shop closes.
It's always interesting to see how Korean organizes pockets of meaning like that. And when it chooses to borrow English words and when it doesn't, like in 나이트 근무 and 오픈조. Fascinating. All right, we got the Thank God It's Friday edition tomorrow. I'll see you then.
See you tomorrow.